Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 41 on the 21st of November, 2018 at 1630 UTC. And attending the call today is Alan and Catherine. We have apologies from Susan, from ICANN.org, Jean-Baptiste and Brenda. And the call is being recorded. Please state your name for the record, and I'll turn the call over to Jean-Baptiste. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brenda. And on today's agenda, I listed the following, which is the face-to-face, the fourth face-to-face meeting preparation with the draft agenda, the updated work plan, the next plenary call's draft agenda, and under AOB fact sheet. Is there anything else you would like to add on this agenda today?
Don't think so.
All right. So moving on to the first topic. So based on the agreed meeting objectives from the last leadership call, I have prepared so the following draft agenda. I don't know if you had any chance to review it.
I have not had a chance at all.
Okay, perfect. I'll unsync the screen so that you can zoom in as you wish. So you won't see it here, but you should have received an invitation for a leadership call just before the first day starts from 8 to 8:30. So then the first day starts with a welcome from the Rubik leadership and ICANN.org with a call for statement of interest, housekeeping, opening remarks, and day one objectives, and just having a look at the different milestones until the routine sends the final report to the ICANN board.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but you're a little bit muffled. Just say that last sentence.
You know what? I can, let me try it. Is it better like that?
Yeah, right now it's fine.
Okay, perfect. So I think what I was saying was, and the last one is about the work plan and just reminding the review team about the upcoming stages and steps before the final report is sent to the ICANN board.
Okay, that's fine.
And then the overview of draft reports. So here, since we have
Jean-Baptiste, I see Catherine is still trying to get on the phone, so maybe we should hold till she gets her.
Oh, sorry,
phone.
I didn't realize that. Sorry about that.
Jackie is now on, I see.
Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you, Alan. I didn't see Catherine's message.
A little tiny arrow on the phone saying they're trying to call out to her.
I'm here.
We are talking about Katerina, Jackie.
Yeah, we're in for Katerina.
Okay, Katerina. Okay, sorry.
No worries.
Now she's trying a second time.
And can you hear us, Katrin?
Guess it doesn't like Belgian phone numbers. Which doesn't explain how Jean-Baptiste is here.
Oh, did it work? Catherine?
Yes, this is me. Sorry I'm late.
Catherine, no worries.
With us. Catherine number one, we don't... Oh, she's gone now. Okay. All right. We're starting to review the face-to-face meeting agenda, and it's on the screen right now. And, well, Jean-Baptiste, why don't you start over again?
Oh, sure. Catherine, so starting with day one, so this is not on the draft agenda, but you should have received an invitation for a quick meeting between Icanorian leaders from 8 to 8:30. After that, every day breakfast will be served as usual between 8:30 and 9. And the first day will start with a welcome note from the routine leadership in Icanorg, a call for statement of interest updates, housekeeping rules, and opening remarks and going through the objectives of the day. And finally, remind the review team about the upcoming steps before the final report is delivered to the ICANN board. This is followed here, and this is a suggestion, an overview of the draft report. So have a look at the current status, and this is something we can discuss afterwards, but maybe an introduction to what needs to be looked at based on public comments that were received, which sections have been commented the most, and also from Jackie's review of the draft report, what are areas that that could be improved in terms of editing. After that, so what I did in this draft agenda is to report the structure of the draft report, allowing at least 40 to 45 minutes as a minimum for discussion on each section of the report. So starting on day one with strategic priority, single quiz policy. Then after the break, outreach and compliance. Since there were many comments, public comments on compliance, this session is a little bit longer. It's continuing after the lunch break from 12:30 to 1:30. And then in the afternoon, so data accuracy and privacy proxy services would be covered. And after the break, discussion would continue on privacy proxy services and continue with common interface. Day one ends with a wrap-up to confirm the approved recommendation findings and any changes to the draft report and review day two's agenda. On the following day, so again, a welcome note, look at the takeaways from the previous day and dive into the objectives for the second day and starting with the review of the internationalized domain name section. After the break, plan an annual report, anything new. Then in the afternoon, law enforcement needs, which is a longer session as well since there were many comments on that. Consumer trust. There, a parking lot for items that require further discussion, and again, a wrap-up. On the third day, so there are the last three sections from the report, so safeguarding registrant data, ICANN contractual compliance, and in the afternoon, ICANN bylaws. Just before lunchtime, there is also a parking lot for items that require some more discussion if needed. And then, so in the afternoon after the review of ICANN bylaws, since as well you have mentioned on the plenary call and there were several public comments on that, and perhaps some clarifying needed on that section, I've allowed a bit more time. And ending with the executive summary to have a look at what needs to be changed in it and any changes following the discussions that were happening in the previous 2 days. After the break in the afternoon, so there will be a discussion on adjusting the structure of the report as need be, and another parking lot for items that require further discussion. And at the end of the day, the wrap-up, and I see there is here something I need to change since this is number four. With the roadmap to final report, set the deadlines for complete outstanding sessions, confirm approved recommendations, any other business, and closing remarks.
Thank you very much. I guess my overall comments are a few. Number one, I think we want a section, a small amount of time, maybe 15 minutes at the beginning, before we start going over the individual recommendations, to look at are there any things that have changed in the environment or have come to our attention that may require additional thought. So we won't discuss the content at that point because that will be under the individual sections, but just a heads up that because in some cases it may affect multiple sections. So we can carve, let's see, we have 15 minutes, 45 minutes, well, no, 35 minutes for the overview of draft report. Well, let me finish the comments and then see where we go and let's see, I would like Catherine's thoughts on it. The second is I feel really uncomfortable having substantive discussions on recommendations that we haven't talked about at all pushed into the afternoon of the third day. I mean, I understand we may end up speeding up and compress that, but planning for having issues that we haven't discussed at all into the third afternoon, I think makes me feel really uncomfortable. So that implies we want to tighten things up a little bit in the overall schedule. And there may be some selective recommendations. I haven't looked at it carefully, but overall, I know there's parking lots, but I feel uncomfortable leaving things to the last afternoon that haven't even been started yet.
Okay, I see.
Catherine?
I think that's the changes you suggest, Alan, are fine for me. I was just thinking as I read this that I haven't seen yet what was submitted in terms of public comments. And, of course, on those sections where we've received more public comments, it seems worthwhile spending more time. And I understand that, Jean-Baptiste, you already put forward, you already did integrate that into the timing that you suggest for the individual items. So apologies, but I'm not yet fully on top of that part yet.
It's one of our next slides, so I'm presuming. All right, so let me add one more thing. Under each section, I would, under the third point, you have confirm/remove, and I would add/add.
Okay.
Because I'm foreseeing at this point there may well be an opportunity or a need to add or at least significantly change some of them. You know, there for as an example, I would say there is a moderate chance that the EPDP may result in the accuracy reporting system dying completely and not being able to restart. And if that's the case, you know, 2 weeks from now, and it's not clear it's going to change a lot between now and 2 weeks from now, I think we may want to reword or add a recommendation to cover that. Obviously not with Stephanie's agreement, but so be it. Well, not obviously, but we'll see. Other than that, I think I think it's reasonable.
Okay.
I'm hoping some of them, you know, things like privacy proxy are going to be a 3-minute discussion, and you know, I don't think we're going to have to work a lot on a few of those. Some of them we're going to have a fair amount of discussion based on what the comments look like so far.
All right, and just a clarification question, Alan. So from the topics that are discussed on day 3, are there any on other days that you would like me to move then to day 3?
Let me take a look. Well, I don't think we have any discussions up until, other than the very beginning ones, until day 3 that are general, other than parking lots. So I don't think so. I think we just need to compress a little bit. There's only one session that runs into the afternoon, and that is the bylaws, and that one I think is going to be a really quick discussion. We did get some pushback, but it's basically on wording, not on intent. The fact that we didn't use the term safeguarding data in the revised agenda and the revised recommendation made people presume we were discarding that as opposed to simply implying it. So I think that one's going to be easy to fix. And I don't think that one's going to take an hour anyway. So So I would shorten that one. Let's look at the individual times if we can for a minute.
Because one thing I can do is just move the subroading registrant data to the day before instead of the parking lot. And then move the, yeah, although I don't know if that would be sufficient. And
okay, let's go very quickly through the timing. A strategic priority is 40 minutes. I think that's liberal. Catherine, if you're disagreeing with anything, just please speak up.
I will. Thank you. No, I'm fine.
Yeah. I mean, I know, for instance, you know, ALAC in one of its versions of the statement, I don't know if what was in the final, I don't remember what was in the final one, you know, said we don't need to do that because surely the board is already doing it. But, you know, our position was, well, they may well be. And in fact, Chris tells me that they have set up pretty well the structure that we're asking for, but I don't think we can avoid saying it. And I don't think we're going to get a lot of pushback. So that one we probably could cut down a bit. Single who is policy, I think that one is the same, but I don't think we want to have less than a half an hour, so let's leave it that. We have 45 minutes for outreach. Compliance, we have an hour. And we only have one recommendation, I think one recommendation under four?
Two, I believe.
Two. Yeah, that one I think we might want to increase a little bit if we can.
It's continuing in the afternoon.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. Okay, you have another half hour. That's fine. Data accuracy. Going to be an interesting one. Let's leave that at an hour. Privacy proxy, a half hour should be more than enough. And then you're continuing that one for another 30 minutes. I think we can cut that second privacy proxy.
Yeah, all right. So just to half an hour then?
I think so.
Okay.
Or 45, but then that pushes the break too long. Well, you may have made some other changes. Yeah, I'll leave it at a half hour.
Okay.
Common interface is the Who Is portal. I don't remember if we had many comments on that.
Common interface, let me have a look. Which one? Yeah, that's recommendation 11.1 and 11.2, I suppose. 1, 2, 3. Five groups commenting on that.
And any really negative ones?
On recommendation 11.1 from the NCSG.
Of course.
Other than that, it's support. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that one's going to change a lot. So you have an hour. I'd cut that. I'd say you can cut that one down if you're looking for time to 45. Easily.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Day two, IDNs, we have an hour. That will not take an hour.
45 minutes max or 30
minutes? 30 minutes, I think.
Okay.
Annual report is an hour. That's probably reasonable, although I think it's very liberal. Anything new, an hour? Okay. That one, I think you could probably shrink to 45. Law enforcement, 2 hours. That's good. It's going to need that. Probably. Consumer trust, if you can increase that one a little bit, because I think we're going to have to spend some time taking this one more into focus.
Mm-hmm. So 1 hour, 30 minutes then?
Sure. Day three is
regarding data, an hour should be more than enough for that one. I'm hoping. And compliance, you have 2 hours. Well, let's leave it at 2 hours. I don't want to put more time than that into it, but we may well run over. Okay, I'm feeling comfortable enough that if you can make some small adjustments in line with what we said, but don't agonize over it a lot, and clear off the bylaws into the morning of day three, okay. I feel comfortable.
And 1 hour for bylaws is more than enough?
Oh, half of 45, I would say, is more than enough.
All right.
And
yes. This is
Catherine, go ahead.
If I may, just please. on the compliance, I mean, I think that's one of the issues where we're probably going to have most discussions also among the team, no?
Yes.
So I was wondering whether, in case we need to do some redrafting, because of course we want to be as close to finalizing our recommendations as possible by the end of the meeting, it might be useful to take that one one of the earlier days and maybe move some of the very non-contentious issues to a later slot, just so we have, if we need some time overnight or over another lunch break to work on wording.
Brilliant.
And try and find agreement with colleagues who are maybe not so keen.
Catherine, you're brilliant, yes. Good catch.
Would it make sense to have this discussion just after the previous compliance one?
Yes.
All right.
That moves it on to the first day afternoon, does it not?
Yes.
The second day. Okay, that's good. Having that in the first day gives us plenty of time to come back to it. Good catch, Catherine. Okay, now is there any more general stuff we want at the very end? We have the executive summary. Adjust the structure.
I imagine if there are any changes in recommendations, you might want to have a recap of the different recommendations and just make sure we have consensus on all of these.
I think that would be a really good idea. And that's going to take at least an hour.
All right.
All right, I think that's probably enough in this pass to give you an opportunity to go over it again, and then we may do one final pass or present it perhaps at the meeting on Monday.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, back to the agenda.
And just one question we had, so just in preparation of the face-to-face meeting, how can we help you to prepare identifying what is currently either redundant, or already identifying sections that need to be perhaps rewritten? Is that something that maybe Jackie could start already working on and presenting at the meeting, or?
I certainly hope that Jackie has already or will start looking at the review and giving us some overall impressions, and I think that's a discussion we should probably have certainly one-on-one or with the leadership team and maybe with the whole review team before the meeting. So, yeah, I think that's something that we should be working on in parallel with the other stuff. And when I was going to ask Jackie when we got to an appropriate item on the agenda to, in fact, give us any impressions if she has any so far.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
So I have been taking notes.
That's the right time. Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I have been taking notes. I'm about a third of the way through the review. I got it last Tuesday, so I've just been sort of working through it piece by piece and trying to be as methodical as possible. And yeah, there are a lot of redundancies, particularly through like the analysis versus the recommendations, the executive summary versus the assessment of who is one review. Sometimes the wording between the sections are exact. So I think that there's definitely a lot of opportunity to get rid of some information, or at least, you know, make it a little more compact. And then, for instance, with the executive summary, I feel like it could be a little shorter, a little tighter, because we then go on to kind of explain the same information in Section 3, Objective 1, Assessment of Who Is One. We basically go into another explanation of what who is was. And I don't think that that's absolutely necessary. So I'm just, what I'm going to do between now and our face-to-face meeting is just keep track of these changes, both sort of minutely throughout the document and then sort of a global structural report that I think, you know, there's a suggestion made that we all sort of have another meeting before this, where I can maybe review some of this stuff in a little more detail. But yeah, I am noticing a lot of redundancies and a lot of places where we could maybe just remove some information or maybe summarize it a little bit better. And that's, of course, my job. But I would love to go over that with everybody before we have our face-to-face.
Sure. The other thing that someone mentioned the other day, and it was already one I had been thinking about, is identifying sections that could easily move to an appendix and not get in the way of actually reading the report. The lists of documents consulted was an example of that, for instance.
Yes, absolutely. That's the first thing that I noted is the documents referenced and how that could just probably just be ported to the actual wiki. The subgroup wiki, or it could be added to the appendices, so whatever works. But, yeah, that is one thing I noticed, that it takes up a bulk of the document.
Yeah. You mentioned executive summary. I was told that there is actually a document somewhere floating around in ICANN for sort of advice on what should be in an executive summary. I've never seen such a thing. Have you ever heard? Anyone on this call ever heard of that?
Other than the Star Guide, which I've had on hand, that I don't have that, but I think if there is something like that out there, that'd be really helpful.
It would be. I'll tell you why I'm asking. Executive summaries, people look at them in different ways, and at one level, there's a belief that an executive summary should stand on its own, particularly for someone who doesn't really have a lot of history. Which is why in the executive summary I did initially, it was cut down later, I did put a fair amount of history in.
Okay.
And the other aspect is and this is definitely a fact, you have to presume that a large number of people will only read the executive summary. And the replication of things that you found, the opposite of that is you end up saying different things in the executive summary than in the main report. And so cut and pasting is one of those ways to avoid that and make sure the messages are not different.
And
so the replication between the report and the executive summary, as long as the executive summary is not too long, I think ends up being a good thing, although you obviously don't have to cut and paste everything. Otherwise, it would be the length of the report. But that explains that. So you do definitely have to presume that a significant number of people will only read the executive summary.
Only read. Okay, that's good to know.
But if I may jump in, this is
sure.
Catherine, just to say that I think there's a lot of other places in the report where indeed we do repeat ourselves and where we can sort of tighten up the wording also because there hasn't been this horizontal effort, at least we weren't able to do it thoroughly, to really sort of even out the sections and make sure that there's a coherent approach and level of detail throughout the report. So there is a lot of room for improvement when it comes to avoiding repetitions and also shortening things that are too long. On the executive summary, that's probably not the case. And just to say, I'm really sorry, I'm going to have to drop off now because I have a hard stop. I have another commitment starting at the top of the hour.
Didn't we make you swear to not have other commitments? I'm sure you signed a document to that effect.
Oh, I really appreciate you guys coming to Brussels. It makes it so much easier.
Thank you for joining us, Catherine.
talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye,
Catherine.
Okay, so we're pretty much in alignment. And as I said, a lot of the replication that you found, it was done intentionally, but I think with good intentions but bad results. So
sure.
I think the intent was the section on recommendations should stand on its own, presuming you haven't read anything else. And although there may be people who only read those sections, I think that's their problem, not ours.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so I think we're overall in alignment. And yes, when you finish the document, if your notes are in a form, notes on a Word document or something like that that you can share, that might be worth doing with at least with the leadership.
Yeah,
Alan,
I can do that.
On this note, would it be helpful, for example, if Jackie works with track changes and then just sends the document to three of you?
To the extent that she wants to work with the track with the leaders of each group, once we.
Oh, I see.
I think that's fine. I don't think there's any prohibition. And although, we continually say we're open and transparent, if she has an email or Skype call or something with a leader to clarify things or make sure she understands things or get agreement that something may be redundant, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify, each section is written by different part of the leadership, is that correct?
Not the leadership, different part of the team.
The team, okay.
Everyone on the team owned at least one section. Although it was a team effort, in general, it was the person who did it.
Okay. And there is a person on the document who hasn't been present in any of these meetings, and I think her name is Lisa.
Lisa was your predecessor.
Okay, perfect. So I guess what I would just need to know next, not any hurry, is just who wrote or who was in charge of each section, so I can then maybe turn to that person
There's a chart that Jean-Baptiste can point you to, which shows who the members of each team were and who the leader was.
Perfect. Thank you. That's all for me. I just am looking forward to kind of attacking each section and seeing what we can do, and then, of course, having our face-to-face and going through it.
Sounds like we hired the right person.
Good to hear.
Okay. Jean-Baptiste, back to you.
Thank you. So next item is the work plan. Did you have any chance to look at it, Alan?
I have not. Oh, one thing, no need to flip the slide back, but I assume Jackie knows on the timeline that we're working to at this point, that the intent is not to try to get everything done by Christmas, but we're going to go well into January, I'm guessing. It's going to be hard, although Jackie may choose to work like a devil and get everything done, it's going to be hard to get the cooperation and of everyone else. And my time in particular is going to be really tight in December. So, although obviously we're not trying to delay things, this will run well into January, and so we do have plenty of time. The target is a little bit farther out than it might have been when the project was first described to you. Okay.
All right, Alan. So the updates to the work plan that I have sent are just following the extension of the public comment period and the suggested timeline that you had included in your email to the review team.
Okay, so my comment was actually on target, not for the previous one. I have not looked at it yet. I will.
Okay.
Yeah, last couple of days have been end-to-end meetings.
Yeah, no worries, Alan. And just if you can confirm if I can just publish it on the wiki and send it to the review team.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And then for the plenary call next week, So there I wanted to ask you, so I'll update the face-to-face meeting draft agenda included in the document, and we can go through it during the meeting. On the suggested agenda, I've reported there the review of public comments received. But what I wanted to ask you is how you want to tackle that with the review team.
I think we may as well start into actually reviewing some of the comments on some of the recommendations, perhaps the more, the easier ones, and see if we can get some of that done and allow us to cut some time out of the face-to-face. If all we're going to do is what we have on this agenda, that's a 30-minute meeting, and I don't see it worthwhile trying to round up everyone for a meeting. So I think we either cancel the meeting or we actually try to do some substantive work.
Well, since there are public comments that were received, I think that would be a good occasion to really start the work before the face-to-face meeting.
Yeah. I mean, where are you going to be in terms of finishing your summary? Or at least finishing it for some recommendations.
I have tomorrow and the day after to do all of that. So
there'll be really quiet days with no interruptions.
Exactly. But the thing is, I don't know if anyone will be reading it over the weekend. That's the problem.
Well, to some extent, if they don't read them, then that's their problem. I think we need to identify which sections we are going to work on, and if you want to make some suggestions, and I'll look at it as well. Perhaps easy ones that we can simply come to closure with. Now, it's going to depend to what extent that we have actual participation in the meeting, so we may not be able to close them off completely, but at least we can do some analysis and get buy-in from whoever is on the meeting. So,
all right,
let's see how far you get by Friday, and maybe the two of us can touch base late-ish in your or partway through your Friday afternoon.
All right. Yeah,
I'll try to make sure I remember to go on Skype on Fridays. There's so few meetings, and this Friday is going to be nothing. My inclination. You have my phone number, though?
I don't. If you can just forward it to me via email.
I'll do that. Well, I'll do it on Skype.
Or Skype.
Nothing,
yeah,
nothing okay. Secret. Okay.
All right. Any other business? The only thing I mentioned there is the fact that since there were no replies from Susan, the budgets are not considered approved.
Yeah, and she's probably not going to look at it. I'll take a look at it and at least give a preliminary thought on it. I haven't looked at it either.
All right.
This concept of delegating things and then not having to pay attention is really nice, but occasionally it falls apart. All right. Anything else?
No. On my side, that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you both. And Jackie, have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you so much. You as well, if you haven't.
No, we had Thanksgiving back in October. It gets to be autumn and harvest season here much earlier than there.
That's true. You're in Montreal, correct?
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Enjoy the days, and Jean-Baptiste, I'll talk to you on Friday.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.